This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, it promises to be a freaky Friday because there are a lot of things which are not working for the Indian markets. The SGX Nifty, for starters, is suggesting a downtick of around 400 points. Remember, that is because Dow ended 1,000 points lower yesterday on Wall Street. And to add to that, we have our own local issues with respect to what's happening with Yes Bank. Apart from that, S&P has warned that coronavirus could knock $211 billion from economies throughout Asia Pacific. So that continues to be the lingering worry, and the risk of rally continues across the globe, and you can see the impact in the US 10-year yield as well, which has hit a fresh record low of 0.899. You can see the impact across currencies and commodities. For example, crude refuses to rally despite an OPEC cut that actually came in yesterday. And all of this is actually, you know, suggesting a lot of weakness for the Indian market. The talking point, of course, will continue to be with what's happening with respect to Yes Bank. Remember, for Yes Bank, RBI has actually superseded Yes Bank's board and has now issued a moratorium period for almost a month wherein depositors will not be able to withdraw more than 50,000 rupees. Now, the RBI says that there is nothing to panic with respect to depositors, because you remember there is an insurance in place as well for up to 5 lakh rupees. But apart from that, it is expected that perhaps some solution would be reached, and this is just a temporary plug-in that the RBI has done with respect to a moratorium till April 3rd. But apart from that, the street will continue to worry on account of that. The FIIs continue to sell in the cash equity markets. This FII sold 2,500 crores yet again yesterday. And if you look at the Asian markets as well this morning, they're all trading down anywhere between 2 to 3%. So there is a mix of global weakness as well as the domestic issues that will play out as far as the Indian market is concerned. We have heavyweights like Reliance, HDFC Bank, HDFC, which are considerably off their recent highs, anywhere between 10 to 20%. And apart from that, a whole host of other stocks will also be in focus, apart from Yes Bank and the SBI, of course. Because remember, for Yes Bank and SBI, we have seen a whole host of brokerage reaction coming in, with brokerages even cutting down target price on Yes Bank all the way to 1 rupee. Even Moody's has come out with a note on Yes Bank saying that the event is actually credit negative. And they also talk about how this event highlights the uncertainty regarding the banking space in India and the banking resolution, and that is something which will have a deep impact on Nifty Bank as well, and that is the index really to watch out for trade today. In terms of other stocks, well, the PSU bank merger ratio has been announced, and the ratio implies that there is a 10% premium for OBC, a 28% discount for Union Bank, 5% premium for Syndicate Bank, 6% discount for Andhra Bank, 32% discount for Corporation Bank, and 36% discount for Allahabad Bank. So this is the kind of move that is expected in all of these PSU names as well. Large moves perhaps coming in on all of these counters. Apart from that, Lupin actually has a positive news, because it's launched authorized version, generic version of Vimevo. So that's an important drug for that company. Sagar Cements production has been weak. Cement production for the month of February was down 8%, and the sales are down 2.5%. Apart from that, Dr. Reddy's will also be in focus, because US FDA has issued Form 483 for API manufacturing plant in Telangana. It has issued three observations, but we don't know the nature of observations. But still, we need to keep this on the radar. However, having said that, the talking point today continues to be what's happening with Yes Bank. There are questions being raised. There is a bit of, worry among the investors as well as the depositors, especially for investors, because in scenarios like this, the equity investors are usually the last who get anything. So that is that kind of worry that will play out in the minds of investors as well. Remember, yesterday we saw this big uptick on Yes Bank. It was up around 20-30%. And yesterday it is expected that it will open with a deep gap down. SBI, of course, will continue to be in focus as well, because for SBI as well, there are going to be negative implications on account of this particular, because there are speculations which arrive that perhaps SBI will have to take over, Yes Bank. And there are a lot of, possible restructuring moves that are being talked about. So we'll have to keep an eye out on all of that. But for today, it is going to be a negative start. SGX Nifty is saying that we are going to start below the 11,000 mark. Let's see how it goes from there. This is Anisha Jain signing off for CNBC TV 18 in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Be ready and stay tuned to CNBC TV 18.